Fashion Paternity in Delhi gets a glimpse of Ritu Kumar's ethnic wear at the ongoing Lakme India Fashion Week. It was another feast to the eyes as Ritu Kumar, known for her traditional Indian clothes and intricate embroidery, unveiled a whole range of ethnic wear on the third day of the Lakme India Fashion Week. Her ensembles, enriched with heavy zardozi and dabaka work, reflected the ancient traditions of Indian craftsmanship in a contemporary vocabulary. Reds, blacks, whites, blues and golds were the dominant colors used by Ritu. Organza, rich silk, brocade, tissues, georgettes and chiffons were extensively used in her designs. The fashion diva had something for the wedding trousseau lines. They were represented in a series of sheer and embroidered ghagras and shararas. The wedding ensembles also included lehengas, salwar sets and saris interwoven with gold and richly ornamented by traditional embroidery. And also to woo the trend lovers was Ritu's recollection, a whole attire of gold with zardozi, giving a rich metallic sheen to fabric.
This is actually for the domestic market, but I don't see why it can't sit anywhere internationally also. And I think that the handcraft of the garments is what makes it interesting. The price range of most of it is under 2,000 rupees and ranging from 600 onwards to 2,000 for the label line. Of course, the wedding line gets expensive, but that's where I aim to put this.
Ritu's forte is traditional Indian clothes that draw heavily on the rich Indian heritage of textile and embroidery and remain classics of their kind. Three more days to go and Lakme India Fashion Week has a lot more in store for the fashion buffs. Poonam Dagar, ANI.